Well, the second choice David made, standing alone for God, is in verse 28. Not only was he God-conscious, but he was unstoppably persevering. Look at verse 28 of 1 Samuel 17. Because what's amazing about David is how he stood alone despite the obstacles. In verse 28, we see his oldest brother abuse David, you know, just mercilessly, verbally abused him. And then King Saul tried to discourage him in verse 33. And finally, the giant Goliath cursed him in verse 43. And yet he didn't stop. You see, he was standing alone for God means you stand alone for God because you see him. And no matter what obstacles come, no matter what form they take, no matter how deeply they try and wound you, you will not stop because it's God who is prompting the going forward. Just read the verses with me. Verse 28. Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David. He never did like him, you know, that little brother, and whatever his beef against him was. And he said, "Why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep?" You notice the emphasis on few. "You're insignificant, David. You're nothing. You're a little kid. You're a runt. Get out of here. This is the big men's battle. You know, I'm here fighting." Of course, he would run with everybody else, but I'm here. And it's just such an amazing obstacle. But David wouldn't be defeated by unfounded criticism. You see, there's a confidence that comes with integrity. David knew he wasn't proud about his sheep. He knew he never boasted he had a huge flock. He never said he could do things he couldn't do. In fact, whenever he said what he did do, he said the Lord did it. So David wouldn't be defeated by unfounded criticism. Remember, the righteous are as bold as a lion, but the wicked run when no one's even chasing them. David was righteous. He was bold. Keep going down to verse 33. Then Saul said, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him." Boy, that's encouraging. The guy that should have been out there tells the guy that wants to go out there that you shouldn't go out there. I'm not going and you shouldn't go. I mean, this is just an amazing obstacle. But David wouldn't be defeated by unfounded fears. See, Saul says, "You're not going to make it." He's trying to make David afraid so he wouldn't go out there. His older brother was trying to criticize him, trying to defeat him, trying to wound him and get him to be hurt and quit. Saul was trying to make him scared. And David wouldn't be stopped. When you are willing to stand alone for God, criticism doesn't stop you, fear doesn't stop you. Then look at verse 43. So the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog? You come to me with sticks." And the Philistine curses David by his gods. So David certainly would not be defeated by an unholy, God-defying pagan. In the face of his critics, even those in his own family, David stood alone. In the presence of his own king and the one who was offering, that he was offering to risk his life for, and that king was discouraging him, even in his presence, David continues to stand alone. And then as he faced the very enemy of God who was calling down the devil's legions with his curses, David stands. But never was he really alone, for God stood with him, beside him, in front of him. And David knew that God was with him because God was for him. Isn't that sound like some of David's psalms? "He has beset me before and behind and underneath and above." I mean, David thought this about God. And he sang this about God. And he believed this about God.